Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Oh my goodness. You know, I hate to go on and on about this, but I just couldn't help but notice that people who happen upon the site here lately seem to either be looking for plumber's ass cracks or bimbo bread. I don't know what the correlation between the two are.
I don't know.
But that's just kind of a weird juxtaposition of things. I don't know if they think that bimbo bread is some kind of, you know, did Hargrave write in his book anywhere about, you know, fucking a loaf of bread at all?
I don't know. Yeah.
Bimbo bread, perhaps, at all? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
You know. Yeah. Every slice is moist. Is that what the bimbo bread?
We have a couple pictures up on our website, and I took one that's about a truck that said bimbo bread on it, for those that don't understand this. And the other one was, I took a picture of my brother-in-law's ass crack, and I labeled it as plumber's butt or something.
Yeah, plumber's butt. I think.
That still attracts a certain clientele, I guess, to our website. So if that's you, hey, thanks for listening. I'm glad you came.
I don't know.
A listener is a listener. You know, it's a W in the win column. So,
I don't
for
know.
All you people in prison listening, thank you. And I don't know.
I don't know if you should say, I'm glad you came. I mean, that sounds.
All even, those people maybe that should be in prison for listening, thank you for listening.
Yeah. I don't know if you should be in prison for doing that. It's just such an odd thing. I don't know.
I'm joking. I've never been to prison. I don't want to go, but I'm sorry if you are in prison. So.
But you have watched the Marathon of Oz on HBO, and so.
We don't get that. So.
Yeah, I know. speaking of things of that ilk, I suppose.
This is Iowa. We only have shadow puppetry as entertainment.
Oh,
here,
is that?
So, yeah. So.
Well, recently, yeah, from the big ice storm, yeah.
Yes, but go ahead.
I'm trying to figure. This has been a kind of an odd weekend in a strange way. Not really odd. Everything was, you know, fairly normal. But I noticed something that was like a theme. Recently, over the weekend, I was at an event that went over more than one day. I don't want to get too particular on it, but
you putting on a pair of pants?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today was bath day, and it stretched into the next day. What is there's a movie where the fat lady's running out in the rain to get washed off. What is that movie?
Dumbo, I think.
Oh, Big Fish. If you ever seen Big Fish. I think the fat lady runs out in the rain. That's her shower, you know. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
That's a good movie. But anyway, I had to. Maybe it's just.
Is that for you or your children or your wife? Or
oh, no, I was by myself, so none of them were involved in this.
Okay.
But I had several people wink at me over the weekend.
Mm.
And they weren't women.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But it wasn't of any kind, well, at least that I knew of. Maybe I'm interpreting this incorrectly, but it wasn't of any anything of a sexual nature.
Right,
but
no.
I was talking to these dudes.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Well, no, I don't care. Whatever. I'm not, you know.
You don't care.
I'm just saying it was odd to me. I've never been in a situation where I got winked at so much by guys.
Hey.
I don't know if there was stuff in the air or what, but I'm talking to this guy, and I say something, and he gives me the wink, and then that was kind of like the end of our conversation.
Yeah.
And he gives me the wink on the way out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a wink's as good as a nod.
And I'm like, okay, that was a little odd. And this guy's, this is a guy who's not like... He's not effeminate at all. This is a guy. You know what I mean?
A man's man.
He's a man's man, exactly.
Gosh.
And so and I'm like, well, that's an odd one. That's a real odd thing. Yeah. And so then a little bit later, I don't know if it's the same day or the next day, but this other dude, he gives me a wink. But we just happened to make... we were working on this thing together, and we just happened to make... We were, like, across the table and... not across a couple tables, widths, and not anywhere close to each other or anything, but and I kind of had eye contact, and we were getting ready to do something, and he gave me a wink, and but he looked like Rod Stewart, and so
oh boy.
Now I had talked to him. I just met him. I didn't really know him. I actually had seen him before, yeah. But I had never really been officially introduced. You know what I mean?
Every wink tells a story. Come on.
And so he, I finally actually met the man, and he gave me this. And he, I mean, literally, he looks like he's probably not much younger than Rod Stewart either, but he's got the Rod Stewart hair. He's in a band, so anyway.
Wake up, Bob Lament. I think I have something to say to you.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if he does some kind of... No. I don't know what his gig is, but he wasn't playing in the band that I was there for, but he was associated with that. So so his hairdo made a little more sense than not, but it still was weird to have him give me the, you know, hey, kid, you know. And wink at me, and it's just like, you know, that was a little...
Can't a man wink at a man? And
sure, but it's just... This
can't
is,
a man be a man? And,
you know, it's just I have not been in that exposed to it, you know? It's one thing when you're... Like, I'm not a young person anymore, and so, you know, it's like one of those hey, kid kind of things, but I'm not that young.
It was, do you get any, like, that sports, like, patting on the butt kind of sports pat?
No, no, but, no, there was some kind of hugging going on. I avoided the hell out of that, I'll tell
hey,
you that
champ,
right now.
Good job.
Woo. Yeah, no, I didn't get...
Wait,
I just
hugging?
Woo. Yeah, there was some kind of hugging thing going on.
High-fiving, maybe?
No, hugging.
So winking and hugging and...
That was the extent of it.
Blowing kisses, thumbs up.
No kisses. There may have been a thumbs up. I don't know. I wasn't involved in any thumb up and or any of that kind of business.
No thumbs up.
But you know, it was like that whole cordial, you know, shake hands and pat people on the shoulders and that kind of shit.
Yeah,
I avoided all that because I'm not. I just, you know.
What's up? Well, you hate human contact.
I do.
Loathe it.
So it's really rough. I mean, I'm a social person, but only in the sense of being present, not in the sense of actually touching people.
Right.
Yeah. I just assume I'd be like the boy in the plastic bubble, and they could just wheel me in, and I could talk. Hey, everybody!
Do you enjoy hugging?
No, I don't.
In general?
No.
See, I don't enjoy it either. I don't.
I find that it's extremely uncomfortable.
I will hug, like, my children and my
wife.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But... anyone else, it's very awkward and really kooky and not right. You know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not on really people. Who knows what they've been?
I'm not a huggy person. I don't, see, I say that and then people want to hug me when I say that.
Wow.
Like, no. It's not a call for help. I don't want, I'm not asking for, I'm not hinting or.
Hugging you is like, I can imagine their thoughts are, it's like a giant stuffed animal. I mean, come on. You look like...
It's like hugging that thing at the end of Ghostbusters.
The Marshmallow Man?
Yeah, the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Well,
no, I just... Don't you feel weird? I don't know. I don't
like the
awkward
hug.
Awkward when I do that?
I don't like the... I don't even really hug... other than my children and my immediate family, my wife, I don't really hug anybody else.
I hugged my grandma once, and she looked at me like it was Jim J. Bullock or something.
Mr. Rash.
What's that about? What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like, it probably was the fact that you had a Woody or something.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
If I can harken back to a story about you running around naked in your house and your grandma catching it.
That was my other grandma that saw me naked. That was my other grandma. So,
I mean, she probably was like, ooh, well.
No, that was a different grandma. That was a different grandma.
That was my nana. It was my grandma.
Nana.
And well, evidently grandma's talk, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, like, hey, stay away from that kid. He's late in the loafer, stay away.
He runs around naked and then he hugs you and he...
Hey, at least I didn't screw some grapefruit like John Hargrave. You know?
John J. Hargrave? Was that what you said?
Sir John J. Hargrave, yeah. Author of Prank the Monkey.
Oh, you're going to plug his thing again? But, yeah, the winking is just, that just is a bothersome for
so
me.
What?
So
what? I mean, what are you worried about? People winking.
I'm not worried. I just said it was weird. It was an odd situation.
Okay.
And I really, it's just, I realize when I'm going out, you know, that every once in a while people get in all this. Some people are touchy-feely.
Yeah.
I am not, and I just try to keep myself busy during those times so I don't really have to. Or I'll shake hands. I'm good with that. I'm not like Howie Mandel, who I don't know what the fist bump's all about, but that's
right.
You know, I'm not that freaked out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be, you know, grabbing people. Arr! You know.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I just assume keep everybody at a good arm's distance, and you know.
Amen. I don't. No argument here, man. It's okay.
So that's what happened to me. I was getting winked at and tried people trying to touch me and all kinds of good stuff. What about you?
Oh, that's funny. Hey, I think my wife's a little mad with me here. She's
Really? Well, that's not... See, now the news is that my wife was aggravated at me for all this hug fest that I went to, and that's not normal. Actually, that's really abnormal around here. Normally, your wife is mad at you. That's...
Right.
What I perceive as the norm in your household is so. Mm-hmm. It's good to know that nothing's changed.
Yeah, she's a little bit mad.
So what's up with that?
I told her that I opened up an account on MySpace, and
what? What'd you do that for?
For the show. For the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your MySpace name there?
Miles Title.
You got Miles Title. Really? Nobody else wanted that.
Static Radio already was gone.
Oh, well, it was a band.
Yeah.
Called Static Radio.
Which probably suck, by the way. But.
I have no idea, but I know there's a band. I think they're out of New Jersey.
No, they don't suck. Just in case. You say New Jersey, and I'm getting all weird. Like, oh, God. No, they're cool. They kick ass. They're like Bon Jovi. They really kick ass. They're good.
I know they're
good. They kick ass, all right?
They have the website with their stuff on it, but I've never really listened to any of it, so. But you got Miles Title, really?
Yeah.
How do they do that at the MySpace thing? I never did that.
It's all together, though. It's all...
But it's like what?
It's
MySpace.com?
MILESTIDAL. So you can just get on there and then, you know, put that in and you'll find it.
So what was the purpose of this exactly, other than...
No, I thought it'd be a good way to promote the site, you know.
Oh, okay.
My wife's like, are you dating? Or what's... What's this?
I think that's the MySpace misnomer.
Right? Yeah. So then she says it in front of my kids. Now my kids are like, Dad, don't leave Mom. Dad. You know, my kids are thinking I'm getting divorced or something. I'm like, dang. No, I'm...
Well, see, again, I would say that's normal talk around your house. I couldn't imagine.
She goes, what's this all about? You know, she hasn't even seen it. I'm like, I put down that I'm networking. It says, why are you here? You know, are you looking? Are you dating? Are you what, you know?
I think networking is code word for like swinging. That's
swinging is also on there. No, swinging is on there. That's like on there. I thought networking would be like a business networking. I put networking,
okay.
Which is weird because now I've had like one guy and two girls write something. So it's just
But I think they're just two girls that are the guys, really. I mean, that's
Yeah.
I think they're just guys and they say they're girls.
I don't know. The guy wanted to help me like do the website, you know, or the space, what do you want to call it? You know, it's like, I'm like, no, that's all right.
So you're already shunning people. You just got there.
Yeah, I'm like a prick, you know. I'm shunning people. Unless you're young and 15, you better not write me a damn thing. Let me tell you. No.
You're already shunning people. I'll help you out. Oh, fuck you.
I thought it was a thing to promote the website. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
You're sorry now, evidently.
I am. I know. I wish I would have never said anything.
Well,
like,
who are these chicks? I mean, let's talk about that.
Which is weird because it says, you know, like, post your picture. So I put a picture that, you know, that extinct ape, you know, that we have on our website.
Yeah.
That picture of an ape. You know, it's like, I don't know. These girls, it seemed like really form letterish. Like, wow, you really sound exciting and.
Oh, you got, you know, like you got spam, okay.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I'm like, this has to be like some spam thing. Cause there's a picture of an ape up there from my picture, you know. You know.
I heard apes are really hung.
I know. So, I know there's some freaky women out there apparently, like, damn.
Yeah. They weren't from Nigeria or anything.
I'm not sure if that's an ape or Grizzly Adams, but man, I want to meet this guy. Holy cow. Man,
I like him hairy.
Do you like Peña Colada?
Oh my.
Yeah.
You should have put your name as Dr. Zayas or something.
Ooh, doctor. Ooh, I've always wanted to be a doctor.
I always wanted to be a doctor.
Love, Zara.
That's right. What the hell?
What the hell? Yeah, I know. I'll bring in some freakish girl. This is Zara. I'm Nova. Hi.
Hi, I'm Nova. Yeah, right.
Nova. Taylor. You're so damned ugly.
Put a loincloth on.
Yeah. So anyway.
You need more pubage.
So apparently I'm dating with this extinct giant ape picture on my website.
Well, that's good. It's good. Well, I'm glad to see you're out in the online community.
I'm glad there's some freakish people out there that don't care. They don't go for looks. You know, looks are really secondary.
Well, I can tell you, if you really want to get a lot of people, just put a picture of your brother-in-law's ass crack out there.
Guess what this is, and win a dollar.
That seems to be drawing them pretty heavy here lately. I don't know what the...
Like, animated, like, you know, the winking ass crack or something, you know.
Winking ass crack. Nice. Yeah. Well, get a little Van Morrison, huh?
Yeah.
Playing in the background. Well, it really just amazes me that you'd actually do anything like that. That's the weird part of this whole story isn't that your wife's mad or that your kids are crying that they don't want you to get divorced or any of that. The weird part is you actually took some initiative and went out and got a MySpace account.
Well, I mean, you got us going with YouTube. I thought, hey, that's cool.
But, yeah. Oh, we got some people pissed in YouTube. I don't know what's going on with that.
So. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad that was your thing, man.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with me, people.
So. They're all going like, he said okay. No, fuck you.
I know. What's that all about?
I don't know. I'm staying out of it. I'm staying out of it.
Someone's a faggot or something? What's that about?
Yeah, there was like some... they're all gonna come back on me for the gay slams now, right?
So. I know. It's like, is that Isaiah Washington right now?
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway or something.
Yeah. Did you see that thing of
That George Takei?
George Takei.
Oh my God, that was funny.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
I don't. I have to find the link. Anyway, George Takei. If you look up George Takei and what was that dude's name?
Tim Hardaway,
yeah. There's a hilarious video.
Was that on Jimmy Kimmel, or what was that on?
I don't know what it was on. I just got the clip off the online.
That is
so
hilarious.
Know.
That is an excellent comeback. It is so funny.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. He's just so over the top.
Well, maybe you can get George Takei.
It's Takei.
I got it. So George Takei to be on your MySpace pal. I bet he would. He'd be there.
Whatever, you know, that's cool.
Oh,
my.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Is this your plumber's butt crack? Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Did I see you winking at me? Oh, ho, ho.
Oh my God, that's a bigger ass than Shatner.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So anyway, that's a bunch of winking, and evidently Miles, the world has stopped turning, as Miles took some initiative here. So watch out, we'll do a little. Stay tuned for next week. Who knows what'll happen now? It's just like, you know, you've broken free from your bonds or something.
I don't know
what's going on.
Right, up and over, man.
The eighth wonder of the modern world. King Kong, get it? All right, forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll just end on that, I think.
Okay.